Well, Dr. Strangelove is back on the show again after a week off. Where were you?
I was on Simon Mayo's Drive Time show for the week.
So what happened there? What was that like?
It was really good, but I don't think I was equipped properly to deal with daylight people.
Because it must have been really odd, because you're in the office, there's lots of people wandering around.
Yeah, that's it. Well, usually this time of night, I can do what I want. I can sing at the top of my voice, I can walk around naked if I want to.
Yeah,
I can pick my nose in public, in the office, and nobody can see me. But this time, there were people coming up to me, they were asking me questions, phones were ringing, they were asking me if I wanted to go out for lattes and cappuccinos and mocha waka lacquers and all kinds of things. I didn't know what to do.
It's really very sophisticated. It's a different sort of show, though, Drive Time, isn't it? So what were you doing on that? Because you weren't just sitting around like you are here, making a fool of ourselves.
Basically, I was trying to make myself useful. But this is quite a few people that work on that show. Everybody had their... It's quite manic and quite busy. So I think I came in useful somewhere along the line. I'm not sure. I don't actually know what I did for the week.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you had a vital impact on the programme itself.
I'd like to think so. Yes, I did. Yeah, of course I did, yeah.
What was Simon like? Was he friendly?
Yeah, Simon's great, yeah. It was quite funny meeting him, actually, because I never usually get starstruck. But I used to listen to Simon growing up. Meeting him in person. It's the first time I've met him in person. Yeah, it was really nice. It was great, yeah.
So, did you miss me?
No.
Ow! I'm going to sue. I wasn't prepared for that.